Cannabis moving to Schedule 3 under the DEA classification system has been in the news this week. President Trump's Justice Department has officially begun implementing the change, based on a previous executive order in December. We spoke with Nabil Al-Aziz, Marketing Director for Humboldt-based Nasha Hash. We began the conversation with a discussion of what positive or negative changes Schedule 3 could bring to the cannabis industry.
From a, I would say, an internal team take, we view it as a very positive, like a very positive move forward. I think any progress to legalization, to full legalization and destigmatization is positive. But we completely understand the both sides of the argument. I think at this point in time, we don't know. Like, we really don't know what the future is going to look like. We're optimistic if it can solve some of the banking issues, some of the tax issues, some of the interstate commerce issues, that would be huge. But we don't know, because it can also turn the other way, which some people are, I would say, the fear-mongering side, where it's going to be put behind a pharmaceutical counter and will only be prescribed. So it's hard to tell right now. At least from what I've personally read, is right now the rescheduling is specifically tied to medical licenses. And I think they're going to have a hearing on June 29th, expedited to recreational. But everything I'm saying regarding tax relief, at least 280E, is, from what I've read, is already being implemented in the medical side. So if that helps with, if that eventually makes its way to the recreational side, I think that alone itself will help a lot as retailers and brands.
That the potential negatives could be, you know, if they, a lot of people think big pharma is going to step in and kind of take the ball and just run with it, and everything's going to be prescribed. So everything's going to have to be related to a medical diagnosis. A lot of people are worried that they're going to be put a doctor in the middle of this, in the middle of the customer journey. I don't know. Again, like, the negatives is just from what I've heard people say. It's not from anything I've seen.
Tax changes are also a major part of the move to Schedule 3. It theoretically allows licensed cannabis businesses to gain tax deductions off their business expenses at the federal level, something that wasn't possible under Schedule 1.
I'm not a tax accountant or accountant in general, but just from a marketing perspective, I already see so many things that we could, that could help alleviate some of the costs and, you know, almost incentivize us, be a little bit more of incentive to spend on it. I think the cannabis industry in general has like a weird play between spending marketing dollars and not spending marketing dollars because we can't write it off, which I hopefully this will help ease it. And there's lots of marketing incentives we can be a part of that, now that we have this like break in tax, this tax break, that would be more incentivized to be part of.
Next, Nabil spoke on potential impacts of Schedule 3 on the Humboldt cannabis industry and possible new markets for brands like Nasha. We also discussed the influx of cash from the 2018 cannabis boom and how new funding sources may become available again with rescheduling.
If rescheduling does make its way to recreational, and we're talking about like rescheduling to like Schedule 3, and we see all the things we talked about, like banking, tax relief, I think you would also inherently get increased investment situations where if they do ease banking restrictions, probability to take out business loans for the businesses. So yeah, I would say in those situations, it would definitely help out the small farms too. If it starts bringing investment money back, like we started seeing early on in 2018, I'm not going to say it's the best situation to look at, because there was a kind of a, this is from my experience, I'm not going to act like I'm the know-all, be-all of the industry, but from my experience is that there was a almost golden rose-colored glasses outlook on the industry, where everyone was seeing, you know, high ticket prices on a pound. They thought that that was going to continue into the future. So a lot of people were investing into giant facilities and the giant square footage farms, trying to, and then, you know, obviously then that led to the oversupply issue. And then we had like a ton of cannabis for really cheap, and then, you know, overcorrected. So I don't necessarily think looking at 2018 is the best example, but the amount of money that came into the market is a good example. Like, you started seeing with a couple of stocks IPO'd, I believe, in 2018, 2019. You had a ton of money coming into big MSO operations in Canada, in California. And I'm not saying they all worked out. A lot of them didn't. But the opportunity to the cash injection creates that opportunity to expand a business or to keep even to keep a business alive during hard times. When I talk to people in different countries, they tell me, they already tell me like, hey, United States is very behind because like Australia is already doing importing, exporting cannabis at a government level. Colombia is already doing it. South Africa is already doing it. Portugal and Australia, like a bunch of places in Europe are already doing it, and America is not. Canada's already doing it. They're exporting tons of, importing, exporting tons of cannabis. If we're all saying that it's going to open that door for importing, exporting cannabis to different countries, that's the step after interstate commerce, then yeah, that's huge. I feel like that would be huge. Unfortunately, that might be limited to, you know, giant grows who can supply the government with whatever. Humble farms can ship their products out of state. Then yeah, I feel like it'll be like craft beer. They'll just have a bigger market, and they'll be able to. It'll be much better for humble farms too if they can ship their flower out to the other states.
We truly appreciate Nabil and his insight on Schedule 3. If you are part of the cannabis industry and would like to comment on these developments, give us a call at 707-923-2605. Or email news@kmud.org. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.